we gonna do now is vote back.
All right, what's up, everybody? Jack Maloney here with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Proxies, and Basketball Network. This is our special season preview podcast. I'm joined by Chris Barnwell and Ryan, a.k.a. Tyne Prinz. Today, we're going to talk about the Sacramento Kings, who have a lot of stuff to talk about because they had a wild offseason, as it's sort of just become the status quo in Sacramento. They just do a lot of things, and some of them make sense and some of them don't. But they, off the court, picked up George Karl is now their coach, obviously, joining last season. And we know how that's went with Boogie. Peja Stojakovic is in some form involved with their front office. Vlade Divac is involved. No one's entirely sure who's running things over there, but it's a lot of former players. Doug Christie is probably going to get on the phone next.
Where the heck is White Chocolate?
Wasn't he just playing in like a pro-am or something?
Oh, he's still dominating pro-ams.
I've been doing that for 20 years, stuff like that.
On the court they picked up Rondo. Obviously, was their biggest on the court addition. They added Marco Bellinelli, who's been dominating for Italy over in Eurobasket. They signed Caron Butler for some reason. Not really understanding the rationale behind picking him up. They picked up Seth Curry. He's going to be their third point guard. They drafted Willie Cauley-Stein, who's probably going to start for them. Made a few like unbelievably athletic plays in summer league. We'll get into more on Willie Cauley-Stein. Rudy Gay, DeMarcus Cousins, Darren Collison still in town. Ben McLemore is mackling. He needs to mackle a little more for them. They lost Sauce Castillo. Tragic. A tragic loss. He's gone to the Sixers. They freed Jason Thompson, who somehow spent like 7 years in Sacramento.
You are free, Jason Thompson. They can roam the NBA landscape forever.
Thompson is no longer involved. Last year they were 29-53. Obviously, things didn't go so well. They started out pretty well, and then, you know, it's the Kings. Things fall apart. So, let's just start with Willie Cauley-Stein, who is their big first-round top-10 pick. What do you guys think? What's a productive season for Willie?
Wanna start, Chris? Okay, you go for it.
Just making an impact, I guess. He's gonna be a rookie, so you can't really expect him to be good on defense, even though that's probably gonna end up being his calling card. He just really one of the things I loved was that they brought in Kostakoufos, because in my opinion, looking at Cauley-Stein, he is Kostakoufos. Like, he's everything you want. The way he could develop is going to end up like Kostakoufos. So if he just plays like him, I think that would be great.
He's obviously a super athletic guy. Should be fun to watch him, like, run down the floor with Darren Collison, especially with Carl's up-tempo offense. I mean, yeah, like, you can't really expect much from him on defense in his rookie season at all, just because it's such a big jump from college to the pro ball. But I'm really excited to see just the crazy stuff that he does on the court.
Yeah, I think overall it's probably going to be an interesting, possibly difficult transition. But, I mean, in terms of our purposes, I think he's going to have a lot of very exciting moments with Rondo. Rondo's going to pick people out. You know, that's just what he does, is set people up. And Rondo loves to play up-tempo, and that's what Willie Cauley-Stein loves to do. Like, I can see Rondo and Willie, like, really connecting on offense, just leaking out, Rondo hitting him with lead-ahead passes. I think that could be a fun combination, and he'll probably have, like, some ridiculous blocks. as well. But yeah, overall it's probably going to be not like a super impressive season. But I think he should be good, and I think he's going to have a really long career as a very solid player for them. So I think obviously we have to talk about Rondo. I just mentioned him last year with the Mavericks. This was a complete disaster. There's nothing else you can say. He didn't even play in their final playoff game. Like, they just basically told him to take a seat.
The players voted to not give him the playoff money. Like, do you realize how awful a teammate you gotta be to make that happen?
It's everything was bad. He didn't fit in with the coach. He didn't fit in with the team. He wasn't playing well on the court, and now he has to take a 1-year deal with Sacramento. He's on like sort of a redemption tour, and I mean, I'm all in on Rondo. I'm a Rondo guy, obviously, but what do you guys think he fits in Sacramento? Is this the beginning, like, is this the end for Rondo? Or is this a year where he reasserts himself as an important point guard in the NBA landscape?
I think definitely fit in Dallas. I mean, it wasn't really a fit at all because Monte Ellis is such a ball-dominant off guard, and Rondo needs the ball to create because he can't shoot at all. But I think, especially in George Karl's system, where the point guard is so important. I mean, George Karl loves his point guards. Like, he loves Andre Miller, all the other guys that he's had. And I think he can really shine again. Like he did back in Boston.
George Karl managed to make Ty Lawson. I think Ty Lawson is really good, but I think George Karl made Ty Lawson even better than a point guard that he was. Like, he made Ty Lawson look like one of those fringe superstar kind of point guards. And considering that Rondo was already kind of a fringe superstar point guard when he was healthy before the knee injury in Boston, I think that Karl could definitely get that out of him if all the pieces mesh together really well and, you know, it doesn't blow up in everyone's face. Because this is also a really bad environment between three massive egos and Karl, Rondo, and Cousins that could just explode and go horribly wrong.
Yeah. There's definitely a high potential for this to just completely blow up in the Kings' face. But, I mean, that's pretty much, like, you can say it about almost everything they do. I mean, they might trade Cousins, like that would be a disaster as well. Do you guys think that this is just a 1-year thing and Rondo will use this as like a stepping stone to go sign with a longer term deal with someone else? Or can you see Rondo and Boogie like becoming a partnership that lasts a few years? I mean, given Boogie stays in Sacramento.
If it goes really, really well, I could see him choosing to re-sign. Because remember, Rudy Gay's reputation was kind of at an all-time low when he went to Sacramento, and they managed to revive his career, even though, in my opinion, Rudy Gay was always a very good player, but that's besides the point. Rondo's a good player who's had a history of injuries, and that's been an issue for him. So I think knowing that, he might, if he has a good season, he might take the long-term contract knowing that, like, my career could fall off at any point. I should stay in a situation where I'm being successful.
Yeah, like you said, it really depends on the attitudes and how they deal with that. I mean, as a fit on the floor, I think it works. They could be fun running pick and rolls and stuff like that, but it all comes down to their egos and how much they want to give and take in terms of the relationship.
Yeah, we'll obviously see how that goes, but I mean, I don't think the Kings are going to be a great team, but like, I'm all in on the Kings. Like, I love this roster. I don't know that it's necessarily going to work, but like, I'm definitely watching them on League Pass, like, at least a couple of times a week. I think this team's going to be so much fun.
They've been one of my go-to late-night League Pass teams for a while now because DeMarcus Cousins is really fun. Rudy Gay is really fun.
Yeah, you're like Rudy Gay's biggest fan.
Even so, Rudy Gay is a fun player. when he's playing well, and he's played really well in Sacramento.
You're the only person on Twitter who enjoys watching Rudy Gay play basketball.
That is not true in the slightest. Rudy Gay is a fun basketball player because he can hop out of the freaking gym and throw down some windmill dunks. Rudy Gay for life, man. Anyways, Kostas Kuzma's gonna be fun. Seth Curry's interesting. Ben McLemore's career should be interesting. Ben McLemore will respond to this whole situation should be interesting, because he kind of came into a weird one where he was a very high option. Now that they have Rondo, Cousins, Gay, and other options to go to on offense, the reduced role might help him.
Yeah, and he's going to be facing, like, I can definitely see Bellinelli just being their starting shooting guard at some point this year.
Well, I wouldn't like that. I'd prefer McLemore, because when McLemore's playing well, he plays really well.
Well, yes, I mean, obviously, I think the Kings would prefer McLemore too, but, you know, he's not been the player everyone kind of hoped and expected he would become out of college. It's been a rough transition for him, but, yeah, I guess go ahead.
I don't want to see them go small this year. Like, looking at the roster, I think a lineup with, like, Collison, Rondo, McLemore at the 3, when I was a little small, and Gay at the 4 with Cousins. I think that would be a really fun lineup. They could just run and get out in transition, and Cousins could just trail. So then, I don't know. That's what I'm looking forward to most, I think.
Yeah,
the Kings are really good when Rudy Gay is playing at the 4.
They have a lot of fun combinations where, like, you could play Collison and Rondo together, like, you could play Willie Cauley-Stein and, like, I don't know, Cousins and Rudy Gay, like, all at the same time. It's going to be really cool to see what they do, because there's a lot of different fits there. And, like, I don't know, I'm all in on the Kings. I don't really think they're going to be a great team, like, record-wise, but I think they're going to be really fun and enjoyable to watch.
What about Cousins, Kupas? Cousins and Kupas on the 4 at the same time, Gay at the 3.
That'd be like a huge lineup. Like, I don't know, maybe you do that against like the Grizzlies or something.
I could see them doing that day one. Like, that'd be like, Kupas can move without the ball. Dude moves fast.
Yeah,
and the same with Jason Thompson last year. And he's a pretty big guy as well. I mean, they're not really like super similar players, but I mean, it's doable.
And obviously a big loss that we didn't mention in the front court, Ryan Hollins, no longer on the squad. Did apparently, we just found this out a few minutes ago, but apparently Ryan Hollins played 46 games for the Kings last year, and he had 9
five.
Starts. 9 starts, according to Basketball Reference.
9?
Yeah.
I misread that. Oh, my God.
he shot... Oh, okay. Yeah, Ryan Hollins apparently was on the Kings last year and is no longer on the Kings. But, you guys have any final thoughts on the Kings basketball experiment?
If they just make Rudy Gay the number 1, the number 2, the number 3, and the number 4, and the number 5 option, they won't make the NBA Finals.
I don't know, I don't think they're as big of a disaster, but they won't be as big of a disaster as they've been thought to be. I mean, they're not going to be great, obviously, and their front office is still kind of whack, but, I mean, George Karl's a good coach, this is a halfway decent roster, they can do some stuff.
Yeah, as long as they keep Boogie around, which, I mean, Jesus, like, why would you not, that's insane, but if they keep him around and the whole, like, chemistry doesn't just completely blow up in their faces. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs because the West is so deep, but, I mean, they're going to be a tough team. Like, people aren't going to want to play them. They have a lot of talent. Boogie, obviously, is, like, a 20-10 guy without a doubt. Like, I mean, this is a talented team, and I think they're going to be, you know, probably up in that, you know, that 10 or 11 range in the West, you know, maybe on the fringe of the playoff race, but never really a threat to make it. But yeah, I'm excited to watch this team. Rondo on his redemption tour, coming back to glory. one of the NBA's best point guards, reclaiming his throne. That's a wrap. Yeah, shout out Quincy AC, member of Ekpe's book club. Yeah, that's a wrap on the Kings. That was Chris and Tyne, aka Ryan, with us today. Here's our boy DJ Los Latino on the intro music. Outro music, even. This is the end of the show.